Hi guys, it is another episode of Podcast Friday's Talk with Lois. I am your host, Tarika Lois, and I keep giving you amazing and beautiful content. If not, you are not going to keep coming back, no cap. So last time we talked about something really interesting, juicy. It blessed a lot of people. Of course, it was very relatable and practical. We talked about getting into serious relationships. But it is not every time we're going to be talking about relationships, because there are other parts of our lives that we need to talk about and focus on that are going to help us to achieve maximum success, looking at the general overview of our lives, basically. And so that is why this podcast exists, because these are the things I'm going to be touching on. Yada, yada, yada. What are we talking about today? So we're going to be talking about using people. Very interesting. Using people. So let me just be basic, right? If you check your dictionary, if you Google, to use is like to see something as a means of accomplishing something. So let me give an example. Someone wants to use me, okay? The person has seen me as a means through which he can accomplish something, a task, or achieve something. And so he has to be practical with me. He has to further engage me in whatever line he feels is towards the direction of what he wants. Okay? So let's calm down from all those talks and all the preambles. What's the 21st century definition of usage like? When I say that, I mean you meet the most common, okay, let's deal with the most common first. You meet the average lady. Let me just use Nigeria because, well, I'm a Nigerian. So you meet the average Nigerian lady whose boyfriend broke up with her. No, I think I need to give ladies more credit, not the average. Let's say you meet a lady. You can meet any lady that the boyfriend broke up with her and she's bitter, she's pained, you know, and she's telling you, he used me after all these years, after all I've done for him, after all the sex, after all the things, after the things I did for all the things, I'm not mentioning anything, but all the things I did, he used me. You meet a guy, an average guy, Nigerian guy, let me not say average too, Nigerian guy, and he's bitter after a breakup. See, guy, why you the vex? What's happening? Why you angry? That lady used me. She don't use me finish. She don't, in loose Nigerian English, okay? She has used me finished and she has dumped me. It's sweeter when you put it in pidgin. She don't use me finish. She don't dump me. Chop hand, clean mouth, tell you bye bye. She don't use me now. She don't chop finish. She don't eat my money. She has eaten my money. She has taken all the things that she wanted. I've probably trained her in school. You know, a lot of guys also have to deal with these things. And then they tell you, she used me. And so I get puzzled sometimes. Why is it that usage to some ladies and some guys, okay, in terms of relationships, mean, for ladies it means sex, for guys it means money, okay? So it could only boil down to one thing. They attach value to those things. And so when they give all those things without their expectations being met, they feel used. We've laid the foundation, that's it. So let's move forward to the common correct way that people are supposed to be thinking in terms of using people. Now, I'm tilting towards the positive light. We've talked about the negative or not so nice part, and then now we're shifting to the positive. So when you say you are using people positively, what should come into your mind? The things that should be coming to your mind are things that are not far from networking, having a good social capital, referrals, repost, sharing your contact list or your timeline with people. So let's get into details. Networking. How do you use people to your advantage in terms of networking? Say I have a friend. I don't know the friends that this particular friend has that could be to my advantage. And so I go for a conference, I go for a meeting, and I take my mind off looking at the immediate value that friend has to offer. And so because we connect, I just make that person my friend. Because, I mean, the world is a small world, like I just explained. And so networking should transcend beyond the surface. It shouldn't be just, you meet this person, it ends. No, we are not doing that this 2020. I am meeting you to network with the people that I don't know about through you. So say I meet a friend that is into music. I network with him, we discuss, we talk, and I'm into podcasts, voiceovers, and all of that. And I tell him, hey, please, do you have any friend that is into music or that does voiceovers? And then he's like, let me see. I think I do. And then he links me up. That is intentional networking. Like, that is intentional. So it's deeper than we take numbers. No, you're being intentional about it. So now you know the friend. And now you know the friend that is into the voiceovers and the things that you do. And that friend that is into it might also have a community of other friends. You see how it's working, guys? So that is how you use, one way you use people positively. And then from that, we move to building social capital. Social capital is you having a group of people within your social circle, within your social sphere that you can bank on. You don't need these people for their, not necessarily for their money, their financial capabilities, but you need them for their social influence, the influence they exude on social media platforms. Okay, so say I know this friend that has over 5,000 followers on Instagram. And I have another one that's a Twitter influencer. I have another one that is very good with email marketing. I have another one that is a hype man. Come on. My social capital is, I would say, at that level, a good 60%. Because if I'm promoting anything or I want to promote what I do, because these people are in my social space, because I am friends with these people, because these people make up my social capital, it's easy for me to reach out to them and say, please help me put this out there. Please help me. Please help me. Please help me. And by the time, you know, I'm getting a lot of traffic, I'm generating, everybody is coming towards what I am doing. I am getting people patronizing me because my social capital is standard. So I'm using people to my advantage. And this is how social capital works. Or using people works. Let me just start with social capital. You do not tell people, help me put something out there. When it gets to your turn, you don't help them back. Say you want to give all the excuses in the world that I'm busy, I have a lot of things I'm running, my platforms are always filled up, my WhatsApp status always has dots, my Instagram is always, I like my Instagram to be a certain way, yada yada yada. That's my new catchphrase, by the way. You don't get to give that excuse. Because when the tables are going to turn and people are giving your excuse to you, you don't get to make noise about it. So it's a quid pro quo situation. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. And definitely having friends that, you know, make up a standard social capital, you should know that in leveraging them properly, in using them properly, you should start becoming a voice in that line. Because I mean, if I have a friend with a good Instagram following, another with Twitter following, another, you know, with different followings, LinkedIn, top notch, then, and they're putting my content out there, then automatically my following is supposed to be increasing, from everybody. And so I have to start becoming a voice. So if this is not happening like that, and your social capital is top-notch, then you are not using people properly, or you are not using them to the full capacity that they are supposed to be used. Don't forget, using positively in this context is more like leveraging on people, okay? And so we move to the power of referrals and repost. Referrals and repost. Like I said, I just started to do my social capital. When this person refers you, when this person... You know, there are some people there. There's some of your friends that they refer you. You know that it cannot go wrong. So someone like me, I'm into a lot of, I do a lot of cooking. I love food and all of that. And then you hit me up. Hi, Lois, can you link me with someone that knows how to make this or knows how to make that? You're already coming to me in the first place because you know I cannot be wrong. And whoever I'm referring to you has to be worth it. And so referrals and reposts should also not be undermined, because the power of referrals from someone that is top-notch or someone that is a voice or an authority in his or her field can open a lot of doors for you. Yeah. So that's also leveraging on people. And then, basically, sharing your CL and your contact list and your timeline with other people. When these people, we already talked about this, but it's just breaking it down further. When these people that help you put your post out there or your content out there, your stuff, whatever it is out there, they give you the privilege, or you have the privilege to share their contact list or their timeline with them. You have the privilege to network automatically. That is networking by proxy with these people, because you don't know who is on their timeline, you don't know who is on their contact list, but they are seeing your work, especially on posts or on flyers that you make that have to do with contact me at this number, contact me at this number. Whoever is going to contact you on that number just by seeing the post from his or her friend's post, it's not going to, will not necessarily go back to your friend to say, I messaged this person further, or I did this most of the time. They just go ahead to do it. And so generally, all of this boils down to social media. Social media is huge and very key in leveraging on people. And so you need to ask yourself, in a sane world like this, in a world that is overflowing with digital savvy people, with technical people, with a lot of things going on, how are you leveraging on people? Not for sex, not for money, not for your expectations being met, not for the negative or what, you know. I mean, the ultimate reason why you leverage on people is so that you can draw benefits from them or from the people within them or whatever you want to reach out to them. But that's basic, because everybody wants to benefit from everybody. But I say sex or money or expectations being met in the negative, meaning that it is just solely for selfish reasons. Okay? So you need to ask yourself, how am I really leveraging on the people around me, the people that are sharing my social space with me? And then going forward, this is just the last part to crown this all up. Using higher people. I said using. I didn't say leveraging, because we said leveraging is on the positive. So using higher people. So say, for instance, I have a meeting, or I have an opportunity to sit with Dangote, or to sit with Bill Gates, to sit with Jeff Bezos, to sit with Mark Zuckerberg, and I give him a proposal or something, and in my mind, I know he's rich, I know he has money, so I inflate my prices, I do everything that I can, you know. Bezos, Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Dangote, name Alakija, name whoever, they might probably answer to me. They might say, okay, if this is what it costs, then this is this. most especially, let's say I have a partnership with them, or they contracted me out to do a job, or I have to work with them, they might say, if this is your price, this is it. Because I mean, these people have reached their mid, they don't need to be higgling and haggling with you, you know. So that's why you feel you can do what you can do and get away with it, and feel in your mind that you really use them. So here's the part that I'm really keen about, and this is the bad part for you, unfortunately. Because of your selfishness, because of your inability to be tactful, you miss the 1,001 opportunities you get just because they are higher, they have their notoriety in their field, you know, and all of that. Just because you are blinded and you are going only after the money. The money is going to finish. The money is going to dry up. Something is going to take it away. Luxury, be it whatsoever, challenges and all of that. But then how you've dealt with these people, you think people cannot sense if you deal with them fairly or not. So how you deal with them transcends beyond just a deal and can go into tapping into their connections and whatsoever they have to offer. They can even be the ones to offer it to you, you know, because they've sensed that you are being genuine and authentic. And so let's bring it down to the ultimate, and we are wrapping up this podcast. My podcasts are usually not long. Are you using God, or God is using you? It's that simple if you're a Christian. A lot of you feel that you can only talk to God when you have a challenge, when you have a problem, when you have one thing or the other troubling you. And so you come to him and you're like, dear God, I need this, I need that, my mom is sick, I need money, things are not going well, blah, blah, blah. Sorry, yada, yada, yada. But then again, it's like, let's say God answers you and then he heals your mom, he gives you the finances, he does all those things. What next? You think you are using God. You think, I pray to God for this, you gave me, I pray to God for. Okay, but there is no relationship that can further solidify, you know, and transcend to God saying or showing you or telling you, you know what, you asked for this, but I think this is better. You know what, you asked for this towards this direction, but I think if you use it towards this direction, it can be more profitable. And so you think you are using a higher person. You think you are using God, placing your demands and what have you. But you miss out, just like I said when I was giving the human example, you miss out on the other things, the advisory perspectives and other benefits that could come from being genuine, being authentic, and just being fair and open-minded in dealing with higher people. Also transcending in dealing with people. And so when I started, I said the title of this post was Using People. But then again, I dare ask, who is using who? Who do you think you are using? Who do you think is using you? Who do you think you are trying to outsmart? Who do you think is trying to outsmart you? So now take the letter and place it in the position of the former. What am I trying to say? Who do you think is trying to outsmart you? Very good. Someone comes into mind, okay? So who are you trying to outsmart? Take the feeling from you just sitting there and being like, he thinks he's smart. He thinks he's trying to do this. To you trying to outsmart somebody and already seeing or feeling what that person is feeling. And I'm sorry to say, but don't you feel stupid a little bit? Don't you feel a little bit silly? Don't you, are things not beginning to become awkward in your head? Now that's the point. So this podcast comes to an end. It's being wrapped up. And I'm telling you to sit down with this knowledge, to think about it, to take positive steps, to act accordingly, and to do the needful. Okay?
My name is Lois Tarikavor. I am your host for Podcast Fridays, Talk with Lois. In case you do not know or you are not well acquainted with our programs, visit loispiration.com. We have a lot of amazing content, from the Youthpreneur to Love Wednesdays to Pray with Lois to the regular post and to the TLTN project that is currently being run. This is me saying, till I see you next time on Podcast Fridays, I love you as always, okay? Forget that I tell you harsh truths and realities. I love you, and that is key and important. Till I see you next time. Thank you.